This is the Chimpware Podcast for February the 12th, 2006. Hi everyone, Simon Wank here. I'm just going to quickly run through the news in the past few weeks, well, 2 weeks. In Chimpware, we are moving towards a new domain, hopefully chimpware.org. Chimpware.com's been given to some random business, so I don't know. And so we'll probably move there, and also there's a new mailbag on the website of your reader questions. I'm surprised I actually received a few questions regarding news stories and Chimpware articles, so you can have a look there. And also, I'd like to welcome 4 new members to our Chimpware contributor list: Lone Wookie, RVEO, Vink, and Happy Dog. So welcome to them. In news in video games this the last 2 weeks, 3 main news. In E3, apparently, and they're going to enforce their law about booth babes. This is quite old news, but I didn't mention it last podcast, so I thought I'd mention it this time. Booth babes last few years, if you've seen either been to E3 or seen the pictures, you know they're quite skimpily dressed. And the people that run E3 decided to, they actually already have a rule regarding this, not letting bikini bottoms and, you know, partial nudity. And I think they're going to enforce it with a $2,000 fine, I think it is. So I'm not sure how company's going to react to that, but of course we'll see come May or June, or wherever E3 is. Second sort of biggish news is on the DS, their brain training is going to be launched on the DS. What's interesting is that, especially in the United Kingdom and in Europe, they're going to target elderly people, so the advertising it's going to target elderly people, and they'll actually be gaming advertising on daytime television. This will be interesting how they target them, for obviously if you live in the United Kingdom, you'll know that the current sort of trend of advertising isn't really targeted towards elderly people, you know, the sort of especially for the, if you've seen the Mario Kart advertising about people on toilets racing about. Yes, it's funny, but I don't think elderly people really will buy Mario Kart DS, so it'll be interesting to see how Nintendo will actually tackle the advertising for brain training. Thirdly, the people that run GDC, the Games Developer Conference, just next month, from the 12th to the 16th of March, has stated that Satoru Iwata, the chairman, or the whatever, the boss of Nintendo, will be talking for the second year in a row on the Nintendo Revolution. Last year we talked about the DS, that the DS is launched and doing extremely well. He's going to talk about the Nintendo Revolution, if it, maybe make a new name for it, maybe tell us what new features it will encompass. So that will be interesting as well to see. I think all 3 new stories you can see on Chimpware, and we've added a new button on Chimpware. On the article section we've got news related articles with a few excellent news articles written by our contributors. State of the Union is excellent, written by Miles, so really interesting. In technology news, France, Femoria put this news report up about France going for P2P, person-to-person file sharing, saying that it is legal, saying that it goes with the French legal system. So unlike the United States, which is already basically saying that P2P is evil, and the FBI will go after P2P file sharing, file sharers, France actually says that P2P is legal, and they're not going to do anything if you do it. So obviously an excellent, I suppose an excellent jump for consumers, and consumers all around the world celebrate for French people, which is a bit strange. But anyway, more news include ESPN. This has been going on for quite a while, but I only just noticed it. Basically, you get the, you know, ISBN, which is the International Standard Book Number. Well, they've started something called the ESPN, which is the Electronic Standard Book Number. And basically what will happen is that they'll give every blog out there a number, an individual number. To basically, if you want to search for that blog, you can actually just type the number in and it'll find it for you. So it's just another way to characterize blogs and give direct links to blogs. Considering the number of blogs out there, this will be an interesting to see how steps it takes, because I think that there are already more blogs out there that have books are being written than books, because obviously to write a book you have to give a lot of time and effort into writing the book and maybe even making a professional job, while for blogs like Chimpware, there are many of us in Chimpware, in fact none of us at Chimpware are professional bloggers obviously, because a majority of us still go to school, and we've got people in a full-time job as well, working for writing for Chimpware as well. A third technology news is the rumor that Dig.com was going to sell to Yahoo. In the last episode of This Week in Tech, I think it's Kevin Rose, that's it, who is one of the founders of Dig.com, completely denied it, so it ain't going to happen. But Dig.com is an excellent site, basically telling everyone what's happening in technology today. It's completely user-driven, and I highly suggest it. Finally, the last news I think is interesting is that, because last podcast I was getting really excited about the new Intel Macintosh for the PowerBook Pro and the new Intel iMac, apparently Adobe, who do PageShot Pro and Acrobat and all the rest of it, say they're not going to support the Intel Mac until 2007, so maybe if you want to buy a new Mac, maybe the Intel Mac isn't the way to go until next year. So I don't know, I mean there's still bugs in it. Anyway, that's all the news for this week and last week, so I'll leave it there, and enjoy the rest of the podcast. And now here's our in-house musician Rowan Copeland playing Storm.
Of light was the light that brought the rain, was the rain that kept me awake. The thunder rolled over the sky, the storm bathes me in ethereal light. Storm, let me sleep, let me sleep. The river's had its full. Water's deep. You are away. You are away.
And now, what you've all been waiting for, the Chimera discussion where we discuss evil video games and shit and, yeah, enjoy. Okay, hi everyone, this is Simon Wang here for the another Chimera discussion. With me is Lone Wookie, aka Joe.
Hey, I'm Joe, I'm in the US, Pennsylvania. This is my first podcast, so
yeah.
Deal with it.
Miles Coverdale.
Hello, hi.
And Sam Street.
Good evening.
Yes. Let's just start talking. The actual subject we were going to discuss was whether video games were evil or not. But, you know, talk. Go.
Okay, well, I'll add an article to this discussion first. I found this on the Pravada website. I don't know if any of you know that. English.pravada.ru. It concerns a Russian village, and it was a synagogue, and it says here that a man called Alexander Kopsev, who was a previous convict, went into a mosque shouting "Heil Hitler" and killed a load of Jews. And the reasons for this was he was suffering video game epilepsy and was spurred on by a game that was allegedly all about just killing as many people in the street.
The game being Postal 2.
That's right.
But surely it was because of the epilepsy that caused him to kill everyone.
Well, the epilepsy was because of the video game.
Yes, but in the same way, if we watch something like, Kill Bill.
Yeah.
That would also cause him to kill lots of people.
Well, true, but it's still
I don't quite see why he was yelling Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler, yeah. Where did that come from?
Random outburst, maybe.
Yeah. I think maybe he was a kind of predisposed racist, you know, regardless of the epilepsy or not. But
so, okay.
Kill Jews, you know.
Yeah.
I can't encourage
Sorry
you
to put a downer on the topic, but
Good start.
Yeah.
No, obviously, I was looking around on this, researching it. Basically, the main argument behind all the recent outrage is a few things. Firstly, as we all know, hot coffee on Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, which is the sex scenes on Grand Theft Auto, and also stuff like you said, there's even like a what is it? EverQuest Widows, is it?
What's that?
That's widows, like girlfriends and wives that have divorced or whatever from their husbands playing too much EverQuest, basically getting addicted to the massively multiplayer online game EverQuest. There's actually a whole organisation of about 40 to 50 widows.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Joe, anything?
I think it's crazy, the whole video games are evil thing. It's, if someone, they're just looking for something to blame, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Plead insanity. Plead video game insanity.
Video game insanity, yeah.
Yeah, it's something to blame. I mean, you get people, recently, Joe, do you live in Canada or are you in the US?
US.
Oh, yes. Recently, you might not have seen this, but in the Toronto Star, I was sad enough to actually search on Google, and this came up on the Toronto Star. I forgot. Basically, about a few 15-year-olds drove a car at about 150 miles an hour into a taxi and killed the taxi driver, and the police found a copy of Need for Speed Most Wanted in the boot of the car. And guess what they blamed?
Yeah.
The game, clearly.
Well,
that seems more Burnout to me.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
That's crazy.
I've never played that game, but come on.
It's rubbish. Yeah, no, that sounds a bit coincidental to me.
What were they, 50-year-olds? Or 15?
They were young, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds.
What were they doing driving a car at 15?
They nicked it.
Oh, nice. couldn't they have just nicked the... Yeah, were they kind of that way inclined as it was?
Yes, well, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. Well, maybe they nicked the game as well. I doubt they, you know, nicked the game, went home, played it for an hour and decided, let's go and kill a load of taxi drivers. You'd have to be pretty nuts to... Yeah.
But there's so many books out there and TV programs and things about mass murderers and people. But they never, like, take someone who's killed three people and go, oh, it was clearly because they read the latest Ian Rankin novel or something.
No, no.
Or because they watched Messiah.
I think, well, this is because I'm a gamer, that video games are just not understood.
Yeah. I think it's probably worth pointing out that we are all video gamers, and this is going to be a little bit biased, but...
You do get the occasional urge to invade Gaul, though, after playing Rome Total War.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have no idea the desires that I have to cock a deagle after playing CS, but... As a matter of fact, I do have an air rifle, so... Watch out, everybody, after I...
Bam's coming kill us, because he's played too much CS.
Indeed. Another point that, Miles, you were in the debate this lunchtime, weren't you?
Yes, I was chairing.
An interesting point that one of our friends raised up, Chris, raised that you can't say video games themselves are evil because they don't have a... Video games themselves don't have a conscience.
No, that's true. They're not a persona. They can't be...
I never heard that before. That's a little...
I mean, you can't...
Go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, that's just a little... out there for me.
Yeah, Chris is a bit...
Yeah, Chris is a bit pedantic, really, let's be fair.
I thought most people would, like, assume that. I never heard anyone say that before.
Yeah, I think everyone just kind of a bit, you know, what a smart ass at that.
It's sort of another point of view, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose, but...
Now, that is something we haven't had yet. We've had people being urged to kill by the video game. We haven't had people being urged to kill by a video game character.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
What? Sorry, explain that.
Well, if you had, like, I don't know, say, a lead character in, I don't know, Thief told you to steal something, would you go and do it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you would, Si, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's you. I think maybe this calls for more innocent games. More Mario games. You don't see anybody go and jump in on people's heads after...
Although, if Mario told me to kill someone, I probably might do it.
Yeah.
I'm Mario's bitch.
If anyone would persuade me, it'd be Mario, I'm afraid.
Yeah, at the end of Mario 128, it would just go, remember, kids, kill people. Oh, dear. Anyway, any other points on this subject, topic? Anyone want to talk about?
Well,
it's more the people behind it, isn't it? Behind the games, actually, isn't it? People actually playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
To be honest, the only killing things that really seem directly linked to games are where there are people like that person who murdered someone for selling their magic sword. When I can't remember which online game it was. There was someone
Wasn't
who...
Wasn't it Ragnarok, or...?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh. God.
Oh, someone mugged someone for an Xbox 360.
Well, yeah, but that's just...
There were a couple webcomics about people... Penny Arcade did one, where a guy was... had a mask on and was robbing the store for a 360.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was great.
What? This is just a core unit.
Yeah.
And
that's hilarious.
Well, there was that whole outburst thing about, Hitman 2, you know, the Sikh thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
there was
yes.
a mission oh, about assassination of a Sikh group, and that caused a bit of an outcry, but I don't think anybody...
Oh, yeah,
I don't think anything came of it, but...
They had to get rid of the level.
Yeah, oh, did they?
For later versions, yeah. It's like the cartoons, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's that whole kind of...
For Muhammad, what's his faith?
But, well, I see what you're saying, but I think that is a little bit more extreme, a mission that involves you kind of killing Sikhs, especially that are depicted to be real, whereas it's, you know, a little political cartoon is a little bit kind of...
Over the top.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
So, any verdicts?
My verdict is video games are evil.
Nice one, Si.
You couldn't say that with a straight face.
All producers should be crushed under the fist of communism.
Die, Shigeru!
There goes your future career, then.
We should all make all video games communist propaganda.
We're not
in future.
So they're all going to be all made Nazi by propaganda. Iron Fist Studios and stuff like that.
Hail Mario!
Yeah.
Oh dear. Okay.
Well, my verdict has to be the middle way.
The middle way? Yeah. You mean games can be evil? Is
well,
you're
no,
saying?
I'm saying that I'm going to sum up the evidence and say that there's quite a few cases for saying that video games are evil. However, if you look at all these cases, they're all pretty disturbed people as it is, to be fair.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. It's the kind of people that it doesn't matter whether it's a video game or a movie or a book or what they dreamt the night before.
Yeah, the
it's
people that
kind
do
of,
it
it's just
are,
something
are
that
usually
pushes them over the edge.
Quite psychotic as it is, so...
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the games or the media.
No.
It's if a particularly unstable person is playing it, that something's going to happen.
Yeah. Just as if they were watching a film, if it's an unstable person.
Or a book, or anything.
Yeah. I think I would believe that statement, that video games are evil, if Chris Cooling came in after half-term with a knife and slashed someone because he'd seen it on San Andreas or something, then I might change my mind, but...
Chris has a GameCube.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, the only thing... that I could do is jump on someone's head or something.
I could do that, I could do that.
Or
that'd be fun.
Roll a barrel over him.
Yeah, or throw a fireball at somebody, something like that. I could do that. It's this realistic stuff that I couldn't do, it's a bit...
Yeah. Too morbid for me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, me and Miles investigated this recently. Oh yeah, Miles.
Yes.
We searched evil video games on Google, didn't we?
We did indeed.
And what was the first post? I forget.
It was the Christian website, the Christian forum.
And what did they say?
They were basically saying that they thought that people who played video games were clearly the kind of people that wanted to go out and kill people. I think the best post was the one further down though, where they said that while some people might like to pretend that they're a policeman or a soldier, they don't personally think that's right. So it didn't happen.
Yes.
Sum that up again?
Man. Basically, it's just this website of people saying that while they realise that, you know, we do need people with guns and, you know, policemen and soldiers and things, pretending to be them is a bit wrong.
Oh, right.
You should pretend to do things like pick flowers.
I can see their point, but I think that's a bit extreme at the same time.
So, have they not played Animal Crossing? You get to pick.
I love Animal Crossing.
Yeah, it's a brilliant game, as they say.
I still play on the GameCube.
Oh, I've got it on the DS. It's amazing.
I didn't get it yet.
No. Oh, no, it's not. It's what's really annoying is that Animal Crossing isn't out in the UK until like March.
No.
It's really shit.
It is coming out on GameCube then.
Hey.
Oh, it's out on GameCube.
Guess what?
What, in the UK?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's been out for like a year.
Wow, that went over my head. Oh, right.
Yeah. And you call
okay,
yourself...
Okay, yeah, I missed that one. Well, yeah,
you
I didn't...
call yourself
I,
a Nintendo
I know,
fan.
I didn't even know about the Revolution date announcement.
That's a disgrace.
I know
sweet.
It is, isn't it? Absolutely.
They announced the date for the Revolution?
Yeah.
Better sum that up, I think.
I didn't know
Reggie for Nintendo of America said that it would come out by Thanksgiving.
Which is,
that's
Joe,
cool.
When is Thanksgiving? You'll know this.
Around the 27th of November.
Oh great, November. Right, okay.
It's the second Thursday or something, but I know it's around the 27th.
Right, okay.
I'm assuming that the majority of our listeners will probably know this, but Joe, explain what Thanksgiving is, because I don't know.
It's thanking the pilgrims. They thanked the Indians. It was a feast when they first came over. The Indians helped them with food and stuff, and they had a big feast or something. It's just thanking. Now it's just thanking for things you have. That's basically what it
Cool.
is now.
Okay.
So, like Christmas and
Yeah.
Easter and
It's a big
all the
holiday.
rest of it. Yeah,
And
I
unlike
guess it
4th of
was.
July doesn't celebrate you getting away from our power. Grr.
Stop
bullying. Okay, I think we've actually sort of wandered off the topic,
Yeah, we
but
have a little bit, maybe.
anyway,
Big
I'm just
bang,
gonna
fucking
go
toilet
through.
first
I'm
out.
gonna
You can take the garbage can out there.
And now, here's a quick interview I did with our in-house musician, Rowan Copeland, aka Fine Crystal.
Hello?
Go. Hi, everyone. I'm here with Rowan Copeland, our in aka Fine Crystal, our in-house musician. Hi, Rowan.
Hello, son.
Hi. Okay, I've completely forgotten what questions to ask you. Oh yeah, firstly, where do you get all your inspiration from for all your music? Because I've listened to all your tracks on your album Radio, and I'm extremely impressed.
Well, that album, I went over to France and I decided I would try and write lots of songs.
Okay.
So, I woke up the first morning and wrote the first two so no, two songs pretty much straight away in 20 minutes. And it's a lot of it is sort of about the environment I was in, maybe.
Okay.
All this incredibly hot French summer. Because we got there and it's the hottest day of the year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh wow. What are you working on now? Because I hear that you're working on more songs.
I'm watching a lot of BBC folk programs and playing guitar strangely and singing strangely. Of course, I'm trying to emulate you, Simon, by learning violin. But yeah, that is going on. But I need to get some recording equipment sorted because I don't really have much to record anything with at the moment.
Right.
It's a shame.
That's true. What's the process on which you record, as in what kind of process do you go through?
I might get an idea for a lyric, and then that will be very exciting, and I'll go and I will try and find some chords for it, or a melody for it. Or I might be playing guitar and find the chord or a rhythm or something and work from there. Generally, I just get an idea and sort of run with it. I write everything very fast.
I also I hear you doing you're doing music technology for A level, right? Currently. What do you want to achieve in the future? And what does it feel like having around a few hundred listeners listening to your music every month? Because that's how many listeners we've got now. Woo!
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yes.
How does that feel? It's good. I hope people are enjoying it. I think generally my music is a bit too mopey for most people to like. But maybe in the future, as Dave has been telling me, I could make some Michael Jackson style tunes and then get really popular. That is possibly not my plan for the future. I just want to keep playing and get a bit better and
Yeah.
learn some more instruments, maybe.
Yeah.
I can play 20.
Wow. Obviously, you have an extremely insane love of music. And have you got any idea where it comes from? Does it sort of run in your family, or does it is it just sort of you like a specific band or something that you get the inspiration from?
I was told that my parents went to see a concert while my mum was pregnant, and she could feel me kicking inside.
Wow.
Ooh. I listened to the Beatles from a very young age and made tapes of Beatles songs, and then when I was like 7, I started writing little songs with the tape recorders in someone else's got the tape at the moment. Yeah, I recorded songs with my friend when I was 7. And they're a bit rubbish.
Alright.
And then I gave up for ages, but then when I started learning guitar.
Yeah, and it kind of exponentially increased from there.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay, and final question. When are you going to get those damn MP3s to me?
Very soon. As soon as I can unzip the file.
Because currently, if you're listening to Rose Music on our podcast currently, it actually is better quality than what you hear the podcast, because I'm basically directly recording into the microphone. Because I think something to do with copy protection or something, it's not, my thing's not letting it do whatever.
Okay. Well, anyway. I shall try and get some MP3s to you.
Thank you very much, Ron. Thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you.
This is Ron Copeland, our fine.
Very interesting.
Yes, indeed. And thank you very much, Ron. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you.
I'll stop recording there. Just 2 seconds. Two more things, okay, Ron?
Yeah.
The podcast will be online by Monday-ish. And do you want to come out tonight with us?
Yeah. Where are you going?
We might go to a bar or something. We're meeting at 8 o'clock at the Stone Circle.
Let's see if I can. I'm trying to get all my coursework out of the way, but I'll have a think about it.
Okay, cheers. I'll see you
right now. Circle outside McDonald's.
Yeah. It's one outside McDonald's. Okay, cheers, Ron.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
And that was the Chimpware podcast. We invite you to leave a message, a email message, on our email, which is chimpware@gmail.com. Have a good week, and I'll see you either in a week's time or in a fortnight time, or whenever we can be asked to do another one. Okay, thank you very much. Bye.